I'd like to call this regular council meeting to order. Would you all please rise for the invocation?
Endeavor to be worthy custodians of all that has been entrusted to us. Let us be concerned only for what will promote good government. May we bring to our council chamber minds that think and hearts that feel, so that in our deliberations we may display imagination, wisdom, and courage, and the will to do our work for the good of all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, the roll call.
All members of council are present, Your Worship. Regional Councillor Nunziata is not present.
Thank you. There is one addendum this evening. That's the addition of a presentation and delegation by Glenn King and his associates from Canadian Niagara Power. And they will add it to the agenda at item 8A. There's just a very few announcements, but I wanted to comment about the Friendship Festival, which was a huge success this year. They had fireworks on Friday and Saturday. They had really good entertainment Friday and in particular Saturday evening. Had good turnouts, had good weather, which was nice for the organizers of the event. Had good sponsorships, and also Flo Otting, the end of the this year's event, is retiring from 29 years of service with the Friendship Festival. So she's to be commended for her work over the years and the contributions she's made to that and other events in our community. Coming up, we've got on July the 23rd, which is next Sunday, the Rick Schuler Memorial Stakes. That's a special day at the Fort Erie Racetrack. So for all of you who are interested, I believe that race goes at around 4:15 p.m. The draw for the Prince of Wales Stakes takes place on Friday morning, July the 21st. That race takes place on Tuesday, July the 25th as part of the regular race schedule. But it's the biggest day for Fort Erie racing, and would hope that everyone in the community will be there because it will be a great day for Fort Erie. And particularly insofar as we've got some issues going this year with respect to conduct by Woodbine, it would be nice if we had really good support from the community at our racetrack. The Friends of Crystal Beach are holding the Circle of Art show at the Derby Circle on July the 22nd, which is Saturday. And I wanted to thank Councillor McDermott for his part in bringing Minister of Finance Charles Souza to Fort Erie later this month. Very much appreciate your efforts on that, Councillor McDermott. And finally, we're going to be through bylaw appointing a new deputy chief for the fire department, and that is Jeremy Inglis. And Chief Mellinson, I wonder if you'd like to say a few words about our new our latest addition to the fire department.
Thank you, Your Worship. It's my privilege to introduce Jeremy Inglis to the Town of Fort Erie and the Fort Erie Fire Department. Jeremy comes to us with a lot of experience, both volunteer and career, both on the suppression side and on the training side. We're very, very excited to have him here, and looking forward to the things that we can do together as a team.
Great. Well, we look very much forward to having Deputy Chief Inglis on board. Welcome. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? We have one notice of a public meeting upcoming, and that is with respect to the proposed new sign bylaw. That meeting will be held Monday, August the 21st, 2017 at 6 p.m. in the council chambers. And the information report for that public meeting will be available on our website on August the 16th, 2017, which is a Wednesday. Regional Councillor is not available this evening, so we'll go then to presentations and delegations, and that is Mr. Glenn King, Mr. Rob Barber, on behalf of Canadian Niagara Power, and which is a Fortis Ontario company. Good evening.
And we have Mr. Taylor Wilson with us as well. Thank you very much, Your Honor. Thank you, Council, for having us here tonight. We're very happy and pleased to be presenting you a check for $231,000 to go support the leadership the town has shown in replacing its light bulbs with LED light bulbs. That you will reduce your energy footprint by 186 houses per year. So thank you for that. So we're pleased to be help you support to reduce your energy savings as well as help the environmental footprint in the town. So thank you.
Well, I will come down and receive that check. I see it's payable to the town of Fort Erie, so I will then hand it to the treasurer. That's very encouraging. That's the first dividend that we've received then with respect to the LED program that we embarked upon last year. And as Mr. King indicated, not only saves the town of Fort Erie money, it also increases the capacity for Canadian Niagara Power because there's less draw from our operation, and it reduces our environmental footprint. So a good news story all around. I see that Councillor Nunziata is here, so I'm going to go back to the regional councillor report in the event there's anything that you'd like to report, Councillor Nunziata.
Thank you, Worship, and my apologies for being late. We have been discussing budget guidance at the region, so of probably considerable importance, not only for the residents of Fort Erie, but certainly for this council as you go about your budgeting process. I just want to give you highlights of the budgeting process. So the 2018 budget schedule was approved with 2% guidance, not to exceed, 2% consumer price index target in accordance with the taxpayer affordability guidance policy. Now, 1.5% is to support the continuation of program service delivery allocated between Niagara Region and our ABCs based on net expenditures before net revenue budget, and 0.5% is to support the Canada Summer Games. So guidance has been set at 2%, and we'll be working hard to achieve that goal. And certainly we'll be asking our boards and committees to follow suit as well. So that is the one highlight. Unfortunately, Mr. Collett kind of spoiled a surprise of ours, but I'm not going to speak too much to that, but to just know that there is some incredible news for Fort Erie coming forward. And I'll leave it up to questions of council.
Thank you. And I did want to thank you, Councillor Nunziata, and the other members of regional council. I noted that when I wasn't there on June the 29th, because I was at the graduations here and arrived late to the meeting, I was reading the minutes of the last regular council meeting, and I note that I was appointed to the Intermunicipal Transit Steering Committee, which I very much appreciate, and thank you for your assistance on that. And we will be appointing our staff member to the technical committee later on. Are there any members of council that have any questions of Councillor Nunziata? Councillor Passero, and then Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. The 2%, Councillor Nunziata, does that include the waste collection component, or is that accounted for separately? Where are the discussions taking place for that?
So water and wastewater program guidance be approved as follows. Net requisition not to exceed 2% as well.
Waste collection.
Waste collection, that does include the waste collection. Yes, it does.
Okay. And if I could, Your Worship, I just wanted to commend the couple of young folks who were at the Friendship Festival on behalf of the region. Very personable, very energetic, giving out information. And I wanted to say thank you for the recycling bin piggy bank they gave me, so I can start setting my change aside to prepare for those increases.
Or you could use it for toy cars like my grandson.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you. Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Worship. Councillor, through yourself to Councillor Nunziata, the 0.5% for the Canada Games, what assurances are there going to be that that is enough and that there won't be cost overruns?
I think you have the assurance of a fiscally responsible regional council. I know some of the questions that even I had while we were going through the deliberations, whether or not we wanted to put forward a bid, is we wanted to make sure that we were capped at a certain risk exposure, and we've done that. So anything beyond a certain anticipated amount will not be funded by the taxpayer. You have that assurance, Councillor Nutt.
Hey, thank you. I just have concerns because the way the province ran the last games and where they drew in the money from everywhere, it's so hard to get a final tally on what that actually cost.
As we go through the process, it's a very transparent process as far as what commitment the region has made from a funding perspective, and those will be fully transparent and fully public, and we'll be able to account down to the last dollar where those dollars are going.
Thank you very much. And just a follow-up question on that, if you I might,
sure,
Your Worship.
Go ahead.
Through you to the regional councillor, do you know what specific events will be run in around Fort Erie?
So right now we do have a commitment from the Buffalo Canoe Club and we will be that will be one of the venue sites for yachting and boating. So Fort Erie is included in the overall games programming. The majority of those games, obviously, will probably be taking place in the St. Catharines, Brock University area. Part of that funding that we did allocate towards the Canada Summer Games is for the construction of a brand new facility. So great news for Niagara. Certainly, this is a regional game, not necessarily just a St. Catharines kind of an endeavor. But Fort Erie did get yachting with private cooperation from the Buffalo Canoe Club as well.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Thank you very much, Councillor Annunziata. That then takes us to the consent agenda. Are there any items that anyone wishes removed from the consent agenda? Not, then Councillor Zanko, you have the resolution to deal with that.
Thank you, I do, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Matt, that Council approves the consent agenda items as recommended.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to any of the items contained in the consent agenda? Look, I noticed in, when I was reading through the Fort Erie Active Transportation Committee meetings minutes, there seemed to be some concern about the new policy with respect to volunteers. And I wonder if you could clarify that policy. Does it relate to committees of council?
No, it does not. The new volunteer policy is basically we've revised it from the old that you must work under a not-for-profit organization who has the proper insurance. So that's the changes we've made within the last 6 months.
Or belong to a recognized council committee.
That is correct.
Okay. And I wonder if that could be passed on to the members of that committee, because there seemed to be some concern about that. And rightly so. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers, and we don't want to do anything that would discourage them from participating in to improve and benefit our community.
I will make them aware of that.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? If none, I'll call the question with respect to the consent agenda. All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to new business and inquiries, and we've got a lot of new business, so we'll deal with those items first. Councillor Passero, you have the first resolution under that heading.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that Council accepts the resignation of Margaret Fever from the Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Committee, and further, that Council directs staff to proceed with filling the vacancy in accordance with the provisions of the procedural bylaw.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor of the resolution? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor Passero, you have the next resolution.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that Council appoints Paula Franco to the Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that? All those in favor of the resolution? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Lubert, you have the next resolution.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott. The Council accepts the resignation of Ian Johnston from the Communities in Bloom Committee, and further, that Council directs staff to proceed with filling the vacancy in accordance with the provisions of the procedural bylaw.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor Lubert, you have the next resolution.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott, the Council appoints Laura Carranza to the Communities in Bloom Committee for the period ending November 30th, 2018.
Questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor McDermott, you have the next resolution.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, the Council accepts the resignation of Michelle Blondeau from the Crystal Beach Beautification Committee, and further, Council directs staff to proceed with filling the vacancy in accordance with the provisions of the procedural bylaw.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council appoints the Director Infrastructure Services to be a representative of the Corporation of the Town of Fort Erie on the Regional Municipality of Niagara Intermunicipal Transit Working Group.
Are there any questions or comments about that? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Okay, so we have at this juncture, we have an opportunity for councillors to change their committee appointments, chairs and vice chairs. So I'm going to go down the list and see if there's interest with respect to nominations with respect to these various positions, and we'll start with Corporate and Community Services. Chiro?
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to nominate Councillor Nutt for that position.
Seconder for that? Go. Do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Anyone else who wishes to nominate Chair of Corporate Finance? Close the nomination. Councillor Zanko, seconded by all those in favor?
Thank you.
Currently the chair?
I am currently the chair.
Old face, old job. I'm going to go then to, I'm going to go through the chairs first. Pardon?
Old face, old job.
Well, it could be worse. You could be as old as me and then it'd be really old. I'm going to go through the chairs and then we'll go to the vice chairs. Chair with respect to Planning and Development Services.
Your Worship, I'd like to nominate Councillor Passero.
Seconder for that? Accept the nomination? Any other nominations with respect to Chair of Planning and Development? If not, then I'll entertain a motion. Not, seconded by Councillor Zanko. All those in favor of closing nominations, that is carried. And Infrastructure Services, anyone who wishes, Councillor Butler?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to nominate Councillor Zanko for the Chair of Infrastructure Services.
Seconder for that. And do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do, Your Worship.
Are there any other nominations with respect to this position? Then I'll entertain a motion to close nominations. Dermot, seconded by Councillor Nutt. All those in favor of closing nominations? That is carried. Congratulations, Councillor Zanko. We'll go then to Vice Chair of Corporate and Community Services, Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to put forward the name of Councillor McDermott.
Seconder for that? Zanko. Any other nominations for Chair of Corporate Services? None. Then a motion to close the nominations. Councillor Nutt, seconded by Councillor McDermott. All those in favor of closing the nominations? I guess Councillor McDermott, you could second that motion. Congratulations, Councillor McDermott. Planning and Development Services, any nominations with respect to that? Councillor McDermott.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Lubberts.
Seconder for that? Councillor Lubberts, do you accept that nomination? Thank you. Are there any other nominations for Vice Chair of Planning? None. Motion to close nominations? Zero. All those in favor of closing nominations? That is carried. Congratulations, Councillor Lubberts. And by inductive reasoning, I've concluded that the new Infrastructure Services Vice Chair may be Councillor Butler. Do we have a nomination for that? Councillor McDermott, seconded by Councillor Zanko. And there's no need for further nominations. All those in favor? That is carried. Congratulations, Councillor Butler. No reflection on the importance of that particular position, Councillor Butler. That is very important. Good. Well, see. Good thing you didn't get drafted earlier then. Councillor Nutt, you then have the resolution that will formally appoint the chairs and vice chairs for the balance of this term of council.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero. The council appoints the following chairs and vice chairs to the business subdivisions of the council in committee for the period of August 1st, 2017 to November 30th, 2018. Corporate and Community Services, chair will be myself, Councillor Nutt. Vice chair will be Councillor McDermott. Planning and Development Services, chair will be Councillor Passero. Vice chair will be Councillor Lubberts. Infrastructure Services, chair will be Councillor Zanko. Vice chair will be Councillor Butler.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that? All those then in favor? Opposed? That is carried. We have, Councillor Nutt, you have the next resolution that relates to asphalt management program.
Yes, Your Worship, I do. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that Council directs staff to apply for a grant opportunity from the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Municipal Asset Management Program for an asphalt condition study, and further, that the Corporation of the Town of Fort Erie commits to conducting an asphalt condition study as its proposed project to be submitted to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Municipal Asset Management Program to advance the Town of Fort Erie's asset management program, and further, that the Corporation of the Town of Fort Erie commits $10,000 from the 2017 capital budget towards the cost of this initiative.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to that resolution? There being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor Nutt, you had an inquiry or an item of new business?
Yes, I did, Your Worship. I was wondering if Councillor Luberts, being the council representative for the Environmental Advisory Committee, could ask the Environmental Advisory Committee to visit the Waverly Beach area to identify any invasive plant species that may be close to the beach or in the old foundations of the dance hall.
Councillor Luberts, is that something you could do?
Invasive plant species, yes.
And then I guess you could report that through the EAC minutes, if there is any.
Yes, I'll bring that forward, but just for some clarification, did you want them to make a list of what they identified as invasive and then bring it back to council or provide that information to staff?
If they could make a list, bring it back to council.
Okay, all right.
Very helpful, thank you.
Yep.
Any other items of new business or any inquiries, Councillor Passero?
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you to our Acting Director of Infrastructure, where do we stand with getting the line repainted on Queen Street going up the hill? TCC had approved that through a recommendation through a consultant, and I'm just wondering where we're fitting that into the schedule.
Through you, we're currently looking at getting our line painting contractor to complete the works on Queen Street, so that the work should be completed within the next 4 to 6 weeks approximately.
Yeah. And at that time, we will commit to looking at signage as well, possibly no parking signage on the south side of the street in coordination with those works.
That's correct. So the recommendation from TCC included both signage and line painting. So within the next, again, short time frame, both the signage and the line painting would be completed on Queen Street.
And if I could,
sure.
Through you to our acting director as well. At the intersection of Birdie Street and the Niagara Parkway on the east side, there's been about a 4-foot by 6-foot patch that's been dug up. There's currently gravel in there and a couple construction barrels. It's been like that for a few weeks, and I wonder if you could just take a look at that and advise as to what the issue is and when we're looking to repair that section.
Certainly, we'll look at that and follow up with you.
Okay, yeah, just a quick email would be great.
Certainly.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Worship.
Ms. Anko?
Thank you, through you, Your Worship. Just further to what Councillor Passero noted regarding Queen Street, I'm just curious as to why we would have to wait for the signage for the line painting. Could we not proceed with no parking signage in the interim?
Mr. Stojanovic?
Through you, the recommendations from the TCC were that the intention was to try to coordinate the signage with the line painting so that the 2 week would be completed at the same time, so that there's some cohesiveness in terms of what we're trying to accomplish for that location there. So that was the reason why we're trying to coordinate both things happening at the same time. And additionally to that, there is the time frame required for us to get the contractor on board for line painting. And there is also coordination in terms of getting utility locates to get the signs completed. So on a number of different factors in front, we're just trying to coordinate everything to get everything completed at the same time.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other councillors? Councillor Luberts.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Just to follow up on Councillor Nutt's inquiry for the Environmental Advisory Committee, I just would like to get some clarification from maybe our CAO. Looking at the Waverly Beach area, would EAC be allowed to go on private property as well, or are we going to be limited to town-owned land when we do our list?
To Your Worship, to the councillor, you'd have to stay on town-owned land unless you receive permission from those property owners.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other inquiries or new business? Sure, go ahead, Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you to the Acting Director of Infrastructure, I see that Fox Road has been treated. For the benefit of the people at home, because when I drove down it, very nice, smooth road now. Very happy with that, and the residents of that area, thank you. But the inquiry has come out as people are asking if the road's done. Is there a secondary treatment, or once the adhesion hardens, will it end up more like the finish on Winger Road as opposed to what it is right now with some of the loose gravel still banging around?
Mr. Stojanovic.
The treatment for Fox Road should be complete. Just getting back from vacation myself, so I'll have to just check with staff just to see that we are indeed complete with the works that were proposed. And certainly I can follow up with you directly once I hear back from staff.
Anyone else? Mr. Stojanovic, I don't want to burden you since you're the brunt of all these questions, but is it possible for you to provide council with an update as to the status of the reconstruction of Catherine Street? If not this evening, could you maybe circulate a brief memo to councillors?
Well, certainly we could, yes.
Thank you very much. That then takes us to motions, and just so that everyone understands what we're going to be doing, Councillor Butler has a motion for reconsideration. If that motion carries, then we are going to hold in abeyance the second resolution that she has to moving forward, because that relates to a report that we will then have to consider under reports. Assuming that the motion to reconsider is passed, and assuming that the recommendations in court relative to the conventional transit service is passed, then we're going to go back to Councillor Butler's second motion and deal with it then. But before we get to the reports, we will deal with Councillor Butler's, I guess, the third motion, which is the setback request. So I will kind of broadcast the direction that we're going, and I know that you're familiar with the with what we're proposing. So, Councillor Butler, I'm going to give the floor to you to move forward with your motion to reconsider. Okay, so you're going to move the first half of your motion to reconsider, which takes us to the point where that's you're going to be doing. Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Your Worship, and thank you, Madam Clerk. Just so that everybody is aware, I did vote on the prevailing side of ISO 5 2017 as was amended, and that's why I'm bringing it back. So it was moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that the vote on the motion from report number IS-05-2017 regarding public transit services that was considered at the May 15th, 2017 Council and Committee meeting and subsequently approved by Council on May 23rd, 2017 below be reconsidered. That Council accepts and approves the quotation from Tuckmaction Inc. for the provision of conventional public transit services in the amount of $2,149,399, including 13% HST for a three-year extension, October 1st, 2017 to September 30th, 2020 of the existing agreement, and that the fare be phased into $2.75 on September 5th, 2017 and $3 on September 1st, 2018, and further, that Council directs staff to prepare the necessary bylaw and amending agreement for execution by the Mayor and Clerk.
Everybody clear then on what we're doing? This is simply the motion to determine whether we will reconsider. If this passes, then we will reconsider, but we'll do that following the report relative to the cost of the extended service. All those in favor of the resolution to reconsider? Motion to reconsider? Opposed? That is carried. So, Madam Clerk, when we get to the resolution after the report, I note that there's a reference in the provision that we've just agreed to reconsider with respect to the fees that are brought in increments, $2.75 starting September 1st this year, $3 next year. That's not in the, okay, but that would need to be included in the, which.
When the report is considered, if that recommendation, the two recommendations that are in the report, IS-20-2017, if they are carried or if they are amended, whatever the outcome is that is voted on, that will go back up into the, under the motion for reconsideration,
and that's what will be considered there as the new motion.
Okay, so what we have in our agenda may have to be modified because we'll have
may
to do
have
something
to
include the adjustment for the okay. So I'm going to resist being confused. Okay, so now we're going to move then to Councillor Butler's second resolution, which relates to a resolution regarding setbacks, et cetera, regarding marijuana grow ops. Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council direct staff to provide a report on how staff can provide spatial requirements for setbacks of residential properties where marijuana grow ops are concerned.
Any questions or comments on that? Speak to that, Councillor Butler.
Sure. Thank you, Your Worship. We just have a number of constituents that are concerned with the ever-growing excitement for marijuana grow-ups, and one that in particular is coming into the Fort Erie area off of Garrison Road in between Rose Hill and Stone Mill, and the fact that it is so close to a residential, and the concerns of the effects of the marijuana grow-up. So this is a very important motion since they are federally guided, not municipally guided. The only thing that we can do is try to mitigate some of the circumstances that are going to come up as a direct result of the grow-up. So thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion? None opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to reports, and so Madam Clerk, I presume that we're going to deal with these as we would in an ordinary committee meeting?
Yes, so yes, it's a little unconventional, but yes, that's what we need to do.
Right, so what we'll do then is we'll require a councillor to simply put on the floor without the need for a seconder any of the reports. So the first report is IS 22017, which is the contracted conventional public transit services for the town of Fort Erie. That, Councillor Butler. Are there any questions or comments with respect to that report? Madam Clerk, just to get back to the resolution that, or the motion that's perhaps going to be following this, the report makes it clear that I believe these costs are premised on the incremental increase of fares to $2.75 for starting September 5th, 2017, going to $3 per trip, effective September 1st, 2018. That's not implicit in the resolution that we have. Should that be clarified and
I'm
specified?
Not sure that is the case. Perhaps staff can answer that question.
Okay. Mr. Stojanovic, you're on again.
Well, I'll just defer to Mrs. Stout just to provide clarification.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, the CAO did indicate to me that Ms. Stout would be here. Good evening. So is this report, the recommendation flowing from IS 20, premised on the fare scale that we had previously approved?
Through you, Your Worship, for all of members of Council, IS 2020-17, page 4 of 7, under table 1, that is the table and the costs that are associated with the recommendation on page 1 of the report to be passed by resolution at the contracted cost of $2,493,861. That does include the rider fare phasing in at $2.75 for September 5 this year and $3 for September 1, 2018. The extension of the hours to 9 p.m. as per TAC recommendation on May 25th, as well as all buses 1, 2, and 3, to be dedicated to the east, west, and north routes Monday through Saturday.
So, if I might then, shouldn't the recommendation in the report specify the fares to be brought in over the two increments, phased in?
If Council wishes to specify that in the resolution, that's fine. It's anticipated in the actual cost itself of the contract. So it would be up to Council's decision whether or not they wanted to include it in the actual final resolution.
I happen to think it would be better if we did, Madam Clerk.
I could make a suggestion, if you just simply wanted to add in the first recommendation in that, that all of this is in accordance with report number IS-20-2017, not missing anything, left out, cover everything that contract's going to be covering.
So I think that would be prudent. So anyone like to amend the first paragraph to state and say, Madam Clerk?
In accordance with report number IS-20-2017.
So that would come after the words existing agreement.
Correct.
In the first paragraph. Councillor Butler, did you say you'll make that amendment?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. I don't know that I completely understand where we're going. Earlier, we made a resolution to reconsider IS-05-2017. I think we need to go back to 05-2017 and deal with that. And anything that's in there that we don't want, we have to make that amendment to IS-05. That's the one that we're reconsidering. And now we're working on IS-20-2017. Somehow we have to get back to IS-05. That's what we're reconsidering.
That's right. So this report that we have now, IS-20, actually provides the background that would be the basis for why we would reconsider. And that's premised on the fact that we're looking at an expanded transit service, and we have also authorized the phasing in of the fares over the next 2 years. So this report, IS-20, deals with that, and that effectively provides a modification to what came out of the previous report.
Yes, I understand that, but from my view, I think that we need to go back to IS-05 and then make that recommendation in IS-05 that we reconsider and then consider IS-20-2017 to be included in with IS-05. We need to deal with IS-05. That's all I know. That's what we reconsidered. So we need to deal with that, I believe. And then we can add IS-20-2017 if we so wish. But we can't ignore 2005. That's what we voted on, and now we want to reconsider 05. So let's reconsider 05. And then we can move on to IS-20.
So the recommendation that then should come out of this particular report is that the recommendations in IS-05-2017 be defeated, and that then we continue on with the wording of this report. I think you're probably correct on that, Councillor Lubritz. And then we would, in accordance with the amendment proposed by Councillor Butler, we refer to the report IS-20.
Yes, you could defeat the IS and make the new motions that are in accordance with IS-20.
I think that's what we would need to do. So let's deal with Councillor Butler's amendment, which was to incorporate in the recommendations the contents of the report, IS-20. Any questions on that? Getting too confusing? No. We're going to amend this report, and this is already amendment on the floor. This amendment's on the floor. So I'm going to entertain that amendment. Anybody have any questions, Councilor Becerra?
Yeah, just a couple of questions specific to the information in the report.
Amendment?
Which amendment?
I guess it can be. The amendment.
The information leads to the amendment.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I noticed the increase that's being proposed to expand the service to 9 p.m. on Monday to Saturday. I fully support that. I guess the question was asked, but I didn't really get the information I needed from it, and maybe it's in all these reports somewhere. But are we suggesting that the fare increase is going to be enough to offset that increase? And if it's not, I don't think it would be. Where are we drawing these funds from now to pay for this? Are we, if we go to the full end of this and we approve everything as is suggested, are we basically committing ourselves to say, yes, this will be the first thing we're including in our general levy budget going forward? But if we're looking to have this start in September, where are we drawing on those funds between September and the approval of our budgets? because the gas tax increases are not going to be here till 2019. So how are we paying for this?
So my understanding is, and Mr. Jansen can correct that, my understanding is that we have the resources for 2017, but we will for 2018 going forward have to incorporate additional monies in the budget to accommodate the costs of the service, because we've expanded the service, we've reduced the fee revenue, and close.
Through the chair to Councilor Becerra. Yes, that is correct. I believe it was presented as for the current year there would be a deficit that would be monitored and accommodated within the existing operating budget, and that for future years the impact, particularly at the top of page 5, was noted in terms of the levy impact. It is just over 1% of our total levy. So there is a large impact to that for 2018 and beyond.
Sure.
If I could then ask a follow-up question, Your Worship, and make sure. A comment. I fully support this. I support what Councillor Butler is trying to do. I understand the rationale. My fear is that, yes, we have the money now in 2017. We're not putting any wording in that says we're going to at least I think there should be some wording or something we can do now to say, yes, we're going to include this in 2018. Transit, we have been told time and time again, whether it's by the consultant or from staff, it has to be reliable, it has to be consistent. At this point, all we're doing is finding some surplus money from somewhere and running a pilot program for 2017. There is no guarantee as it stands right now that this will continue into 2018. And that makes me very, very nervous.
Well, this leads to a contract. This leads to a contract that is binding us, and if we decide that we're not going to fulfill the terms of the contract, then we have provisions whereby we can terminate the contract. So by adopting this report and the recommendations in the report, we're actually bulking up what we've already committed to. We've committed to $2.15 million, essentially.
But our director of finance has said, though, that we would still need to make those recommendations going forward in the budget.
Every year we budget the amount of money that we require. That's correct.
So
committing to a contract, a long-term contract.
But we're not committing to the money in the contract. So come 2018, we have a provision in the contract that says we are going to remove these hours of service if council chooses not to budget the funds for it?
What we have is an intention to review where we are in 2018 to determine whether or not the routes are working adequately, whether the service is adequate, whether we need to make any changes or not. And throughout, we have the ability, according to the terms of the contract, to terminate the contract if we're happy with the service or if we think there's a problem or if we've found a better or comparable service for money.
But that's to terminate the contract, though. I'm asking, is there a provision to remove an item for hours? Because you said at the end of 2018 we have that ability. Mm-hmm. But the Director of Finance is saying going into the 2018 budget, we need to approve these funds if it's going to continue beyond 2017.
That's what we do every year with the budget.
I understand.
This is a five-year contract that started in 2012. This is now a three-year extension. Each year the budget takes into account monies necessary to operate, and council approves it. But we've got a contract. We're not going to bind the municipality this evening to a 2018 allocation.
And that's my concern, is that at this point, all we're doing is setting aside some funds or drawing them from somewhere for basically a pilot project to 9 p.m. service from Monday to Saturday. As long as people are aware of that the decision we're making tonight is not entrenching this level of service permanently. It's not.
Not. In fact, it could be a larger service. If we decide that we want to expend more money, it could include Sunday service, request for some service on holidays. So,
I just want to make sure the headline in tomorrow's paper doesn't read "Council approves 9 p.m. Monday to Saturday service," because in 2018 or 2019, you know, that could come back off the table. Certainly for 2018, and I do fully support at some point getting to Sunday service. At least a limited schedule on holidays, which we had already received numerous emails specifically given Canada Day events in that regard. So I fully support this going forward as long as people know what the expectation is and what they're actually getting coming out of this evening.
Well, if you and I and two other councillors are committed to this, then I guess there's not much fear about it going forward. But your point is well taken, but it's really applicable to a lot of long-term commitments that we make where there's opportunities to terminate or change. But that's well taken. Point well taken. We haven't passed your amendment yet. We're still talking about your amendment. Any other discussion about the amendment? If not, I'll call the question on that. All those in favor? Opposed? Different or not, undecided? We decided, we voted on an amendment.
Mayor Redekop, we need to deal with what we reconsidered first. That's what the whole thing was. Then we can move into this report.
So when you do a reconsideration, there's usually background information that you base your reconsideration on. This report is the background information that we required. So I agree with the clerk's analysis of how we should be proceeding. We dealt with the issue of whether we should reconsider. If that hadn't passed, we wouldn't be dealing with this report. This is a report that gives us some background as to why it is we would reconsider. So now, you're right, we can reconsider. We can make the defeat of the recommendations in IS 05-2017.
We make the amendment to IS 05-2017 to include this.
Well, I would say that we would amend this report to include a provision that the recommendations contained in IS 05-2017 are defeated, and then this report then has the new numbers with respect to the expansion.
Whatever we're going to defeat in IS 05 needs to be defeated and then replaced with this. But we need to deal with IS 05 first.
Okay, so
defeat whatever it is that we don't want in IS 05.
Well, I don't think that we're...
And replace it with this.
I think what we're going to do is, I think I'm prepared to accept an amendment to the report to include a provision that recommendations in IS 05-17 are defeated. I think I'm prepared to consider that. That would be the first recommendation in this report.
I would put that forward because that's what we're reconsidering. The reconsideration is only IS 05.
Yeah. However, we want to
have
something.
Let's defeat whatever we need to defeat in IS 05.
I'm going to tie them together because we don't want to defeat IS 05 and then find out that IS 20 doesn't pass. So they're going to be tied together so that at the end of this discussion, we have the old recommendations defeated and the new recommendations on the floor passed.
Yes.
If they're passed.
I recognize your concern, but I don't think that council is going to defeat anything in IS 05 if they don't plan on replacing it with something. So.
And I'm going to make sure that that doesn't happen because we're going to have them dealt with at the same time. So you're going to do you want to put the amendment on the floor that this report IS 20 be amended to include provision, the recommendations in IS 05-17 be defeated?
If that's the correct way to, I think that's the correct way to do it. We need to deal with IS 05. That's all I need to know. And if we're going to deal with it and that's the motion that needs to be brought forward, we can clarify with that with the clerk and we can clarify that with our CAO. But we can't deal with 20 right now until we deal with IS 05.
All right. Madam Clerk, would you like to chime in?
Yes. Councillor Lubritz is correct that we do need to defeat the amendment, defeat the resolutions and motions in IS 05. However, in order to get there, we need to have a replacement motion, and that's what IS 20 is all about. So IS 20, we need to know that it's going to be amended and carried. Then we can go back up to the motion for reconsideration. Reconsideration has already been passed, and that's where we'll put in this new motion coming from IS 20.
All right. So that's as clear as mud. But I'm divining, I think, that you're suggesting that we should amend the recommendations in IS 20 to include the resolution.
I believe so. That's
defeat.
My understanding.
Okay. So if you're good with that, Councillor Lubritz, then we'll accept your motion to amend. Is everybody clear on that? As clear as can be? Okay. You know what
Your
we're
Worship,
doing?
If I might add that in the agenda it does state that that motion for reconsideration is pending. Get to this report and go back. So we haven't left the reconsideration. We'll be going back up to it and we'll be dealing with it.
Right. But I do believe that Councillor Lubritz is that we should defeat the IS 05 recommendations. If any, if no one else has any questions with respect to that, I'll call the vote on the amendment to add that provision that we defeat the recommendations on IS 05-2017. All those in favor? That is carried. Okay, so we have on the floor a report with the recommendation that, sorry, that the recommendations on IS 05-2017 be defeated, that we accept and approve the quotation to increase the conventional public transit contract to $2,493,861, including HST for a three-year period, and including the...
And in accordance with report IS 2020-17, following the words of this agreement.
Staff prepare the bylaw. So that is the amended recommendations contained in the report. Is everybody clear so far? All those in favor of the report and the recommendations. So I'm having almost as much fun as you are, Councillor Lubberts. Okay. So we're going to, at this point, go back to Councillor Butler with respect to the motion to reconsider, which, Madam Clerk, I believe should be a carbon of what we've just passed with respect to report IS 2017. So that would include the defeat of the recommendations in IS 05-2017, the amendment in accordance with the recommendations in report IS 20. So is that clear, Councillor Butler? Why don't we just take a 5-minute recess? We'll get the wording on this correct, and then we'll come back and deal with it. So we'll come back in about 5 minutes.
Try to be this confusing.
Yeah.
We're back in session. Councillor Butler, you now have the revised recommendation with respect to your motion to reconsider.
Yes. Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council defeats the recommendations contained in IS-05-2017, and further, that Council accepts and approves the quotation from Tomaction, Inc. for the provision of conventional public transit services in the amount of $2,493,861, including 13% HST for a three-year extension October 1st, 2017 to September 30th, 2020 of the existing agreement in accordance with report number IS-20-2017, and further, that Council directs staff to prepare the necessary bylaw and extension and amending agreement for execution by the Mayor and Clerk.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to this?
Thank you, through you, Your Worship. And I don't know if I should direct this to Mr. Jensen or or Councillor Butler, since she's bringing this forward. But my concern is, I'm also interested in supporting this, but my concern is, committing to the 1% tax increase right now before we've even been able to review, you know, if there's increased ridership. That's my concern, and that's my hesitation to vote in favor of this.
But part of the problem is that we don't have accurate statistics. We've been operating a transit system for a number of years. We don't have any means of getting accurate stats as to how many people are getting on it point A and getting off at point B and what have you. The benefit of getting some of the modern and new technology that we're going to have is so that we'll have a better handle on what routes are actually being utilized, how utilized, when they're being utilized. So we'll be able, by the end of 2018, to be able to assess how well we're doing on the three routes that we're proposing to create. And so we've up to this point, Council has taken the position that we want to expand the public transit service in the town. We're doing it on the basis of some evidence, some anecdotal evidence, some beliefs, and input that we've received from people. But we don't have the hard data. So until we get the hard data, we won't really know. It could very well be that this will work out fantastically. It will result in increased gas tax revenue because of the ridership. Or it may be that all is flat, but we have the ability to alter the routes, the times, what have you, depending on what information we have, but we'll have greater statistics, we'll have better stats. And so this report outlines what the cost is going to be to the municipality. If we're going to extend the hours of service to 9 p.m., if we're going to have three buses on three routes in the municipality serving the community, and we've heard from Mr. Jansen as to how he would propose that we would pay for this. 2017, we already know. 2018 is premised on levy, unless there's revenues that come from elsewhere. So that's where we are. 2019, it'll be the same type of determination, except we will have some hard data with respect to our service.
Okay, I understand. But by 2018, we won't have that hard data. So we are essentially committing ourselves to 1% on the general levy at this particular time if we pass this.
I would say that's likely, yes.
Thank you.
Any other, Councillor Butler?
Thank you, Your Worship. I just wanted to pipe in a little bit, and I know that 1% is concerning. I happen to agree 1% is concerning, but the new technology that will be in place this fall will basically is a more intelligent way to mine data so that we can make a more knowledgeable decision moving forward with transit system, because right now we're guessing about ridership, we're guessing about the routes being great, and our main goal right now is to make sure that that new route is in tune with those individuals that have to get to work and back from work, and that's our main concern. So will we have data prior to the end of 2018? Absolutely. We can get Carla to find out that information on a monthly basis because she'll have access to that new technology. And so in the past, we've left it to the supplier to tell us how much they've actually brought in from ridership in terms of monetary value. So if they're paying their $2.75 or their $2.50, we were allowing them to tell us what those totals are. This new technology will actually be more accurate, so it will pinpoint how much they're actually receiving. And then from that, we can figure out what steps to take next. And if we find that, you know, in the next quarter, September, October, November, and December, if we find that those 4 months isn't going in the right way, then we can make some choices based on some data that we've collected, and it will be an intelligence choice.
Councilor Zanko.
Thank you for that. And just a further question. So you had said that Ms. Stout, I see you're still here, that she would be able to pull that data based on this fall, the new technology. So when we go into budget March 2018, we'll be able to have stats on if there was increased ridership. So if that's the case, then I'm prepared to support this tonight. However, before I support it, when we get to March, I would like to have that type of information.
It's going to be limited. It's going to be limited data because it's only going to be data for part of a year, and it's going to be through the winter months. So it will be information that we don't have currently. I don't know that point.
Well, it'll still show if there's ridership after 5:30 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, for sure. Councillor Nutt?
Thank you, Your Worship. Just piggybacking off what Councillor Zanko said, I wonder if it would be appropriate to ask Ms. Stout to circulate a report at the end of the first quarter of the new technology, just as in a memo to Council, just so that we can have an early glance at it.
Councillor, yes. Ms. Stout is shaking her head in the affirmative, so yes, we could expect that at the beginning of 2017, or 2018.
Advisory committee that was installed by council this year. It's part of their mandate to provide an annual report to council, and that's been planned for December of this year. You will only have 3 months of data from particularly the new route, particularly North Route. But you'll also have ridership data with regards to the expansion of hours and the increased coverage and access on the east and west routes. So you'll have 3 months of data from the actual validators that are going to be installed on board the buses, and that would form part and parcel of that TAC committee report that would be coming forward. I think it's appropriate that the TAC committee receives the information and that they provide it to council as your advisory.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you, Ms. Stout. I'm glad that you clarified that they have a annual report that they're going to be sending to council. One last question, and it's a little bit off topic and might be best for another time, but are you keeping up with a counterpart at the region to follow the regional transit changes that have been approved? And what are we doing to align ourselves with rate, the same rate and same type of technology that's going to be used?
With regards, through you, Your Worship, with regards to the Intermunicipal Transit Initiative, it's my understanding that they have full support around the region. They've reached their triple majority. They've appointed Mayor Redekop to their steering committee, and tonight council appointed Mr. Walsh to the working group. I'm sure both His Worship and Mr. Walsh will keep me apprised of what's going on at the regional level. From an operations level, we're very in tune with the intermunicipal provider, which is for us is the City of Niagara Falls. They are going to be providing service that you've entered into, I believe, by bylaw this evening to the new municipal hub to make connections with our three new buses. And we've already set that schedule. That schedule will be worked back from by our conventional provider to ensure that we make those connections appropriately. With regards to fares, the fares on the intermunicipal transit have not increased. They are still going to be $3.50 per trip on the Fort Falls connection from the municipal hub. Going forward with technologies, the region is going to be looking at obviously amalgamating the physical assets, the rolling stock from three properties, if not more. However, they're going to be working that out between region, Welland, Niagara Falls, and St. Catharines. And of course, their technologies are going to have to speak to one another. The provider that we have installing on our buses is it's a very nimble and flexible system. It does speak to the larger providers like Presto and GFI. It's an intelligent system. It learns as it goes, and it can be programmed as it goes. And part and parcel of the vendor agreement that we've made with Transit Fare is that they have the back office ability to help our technology speak to technologies coming forward from the region.
Councilor Nett?
Yeah. Thank you, Your Worship. Yes, I sit on the Transportation Steering Committee for the region, and I was more concerned that if our provider's making this type of investment to get us counts and to move forward, how are they future-looking? You answered it in a roundabout way, that they are going to have the technology to be in to be able to integrate when speaking to students at Niagara College. Their biggest concern is, well, I have my SAC bus pass, and St. Catharines has a different pass, Welland has a different pass, Niagara Falls has a different pass, then they have, you know, pay again a different method of payment for Fort Erie as well. So I just want to make sure that our local transit provider who's going to bleed into that intermunicipal transit is looking ahead at the technology and saying, yeah, we need to be flexible here, and we all eventually are going to be on one card, whether it be Presto or GFI, we're not sure, but that they're taking that into consideration, and they are taking that into account.
Just to be clear, for all members of council, it's actually the town of Fort Erie that's purchased through a capital purchase, the actual validators and fare machines that are going on the buses. The provider is not providing that level of service. Therefore, the back office information, which is cloud-based, is going to be designated to myself and to other staff here in engineering. With regards to your question about student passes, in the Transit Advisory Committee meeting minutes that you passed or will be passing this evening, it's of note that our existing provider has offered to honor U passes and Niagara College passes as fare paid, and that they took the initiative to do that. So no longer are we going to have students who are required to pay a $2.50 or $2.75 or $3 fare to get on the bus to get to the hub to have their passes honored on an intermunicipal bus. So we're already trying to integrate as we go along. There's going to be, you know, discussions as we go forward as the region picks a provider. But I have every confidence in our vendor that we're going to be able to play at that table too.
Anyone else? Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Worship. Very quickly, I just wanted to commend Councillor Butler for her tenacity and perseverance in bringing this forward. I know that her day-to-day life allows her a unique opportunity to see the struggles that people face getting to employment opportunities. So I have no doubt that this is worthwhile and necessary. I just hope that people take advantage of it, because going forward, given other budgetary pressures, this could very much be a use it or lose it proposition. So at this time, I'm really hoping people use it. But thank you for all your hard work on this.
Any other councillors? I'm going to call the question on the motion brought by Councillor Butler. All those in favor? Unopposed? That is carried. That then takes us to report IS-21, dealing with the 40 accessible specialized transit service. Do I have a mover for that? Butler? Are there any questions with respect to that, which because of the expanded conventional service, we are obligated by law to expand the specialized transit service? Zero.
Thank you, Your Worship. Through you to potentially Ms. Stout, I know that we are obligated to have the same level of service for hours. Does it work the opposite way around? And I ask that in the context that do we have the flexibility at some point in the future to expand our FAST system without necessarily expanding the conventional side? Because I think that the FAST system is heavily utilized, under-supported right now, especially given some recent changes. And I know that I continue to receive emails from individuals who continue to get bumped and bumped and bumped because of the demand for people to get to their doctor's appointments, specialist appointments, which is the primary focus, and that should be. But there's more to life than attending doctor's appointments. And we have seniors that can't get to social activities, different outings, different activities around town utilizing the FAST system. I know that we're hoping that the increase in conventional will create some room on that, but if that's not the case, what can we look at going forward to potentially bring forward for council's consideration some expansion of the FAST service, and does that necessarily tie back into having to do something on the conventional side?
Stout?
Through the councillor, or through you, Your Worship, to the councillor. With regards to specialized transit service, the reason the legislation or the Accessibilities for Ontarians with Disabilities Act came into play was to create an equity in service balance between specialized provision and conventional provision. It was never meant to make conventional systems chase specialized transit levels. It was always meant to make specialized transit levels keep up to conventional. So council may entertain expanding the FAST service. For example, if you wanted to provide FAST service on a Sunday, on Sundays, but not make that expansion to the conventional side, you're not obligated to do so. It works in the reverse. If you do decide to add Sunday service on the conventional buses, you must by law have parity of fares and hours of service on the specialized side. So it's really the conventional service setting that sets the bar.
Okay. Thank you, Your Worship. I'm anticipating looking at the data as we go forward and seeing through Ms. Stout, because I know that she keeps track of our FAST ridership to see how many of our clients have been able to bridge over to the conventional, which is accessible. I mean, that's a message we continue to need to get out there, that our conventionalized transit is accessible. So hopefully that room is created, but if not, I just put that out there for council's consideration, that I think it is a worthwhile service, and depending on what the data dictates, maybe something we need to look at, maybe not next year, but who's ever around here in the years ahead. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Passero. Are there any other questions or comments? Just to follow up on that, I note that there is an effort to alert more people who have been using the specialized transit that we do have a fully accessible conventional service, and you've got some initiatives there to see if there are individuals who could take advantage of the conventional service, lighten a bit of the burden on the FAST transit. And you're to be commended for that. So it will be interesting to see what the stats are. Any other questions or comments on this report? If none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. That then takes us to IAS 22-2017, the award of tender for the purchase of one new evaporative condenser for the Leisureplex Arena. Do we have a mover? Councillor Zanko, are there any questions or comments with respect to that? All those in, am I straying away from my, we have resolutions with respect to each of these reports. Have the motion with respect to asked. You moved that, did you? Good. It was very good. At least one of us is paying attention. I'm sure all of you are paying attention. I'm sure it's just me that's okay. So, Councillor Passero, you should be moving the recommendation report IS 23.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that Council accepts and approves the tender submission from H.E. Reichelman Canada, Inc. for the supply of one new evaporative condenser, contract number ISF-17-LPCT21, in the amount of $59,596.20, including 13% HST.
Are there any questions on that? Are there any curious looks my way? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. So then for report IS-23, I see that Councillor McDermott has a resolution.
Thank you, Your Worship. The Council, moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, the Council accepts and approves the tender submission for the Sunset Drive culvert replacement contract ISC-16 from Anthony's Excavating Central Incorporated in the amount of $369,141.62, including 13% HST, and further, that Council extend the ADEC Geomorphic Limited Assignment for Contract Administration and Inspection Services in the amount of $10,864.95, including 13% HST.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Cook, I don't know whether I should ask Mr. Stojanovic this or you, but Table 2, which appears on page 4 of this report, lists the project components and then the total project's funds available. All of those components make no reference to the reconstruction of the Winger Road Bridge. Is that not part of this project, Mr. Stojanovic?
Through you, Mayor Redekop. No, the Winger Road component is a separate component, and that work is currently being designed. And this report is specifically related to the Sunset Drive culvert replacement works.
So I note, so the reconstruction of that bridge has its own budget.
It's a portion of Brig 16. And that portion has its own budget, yes, and it's somewhere in the range of somewhere around $900,000. So there's a significant funds already allocated for that structure and that replacement of that structure, yes.
But the design work for Winger Bridge is included in this project?
It is, and it's included because the same consultant that produced the design for Sunset also was and is working on the Winger Road design. So,
right.
So those costs were included just for clarification purposes for Council.
Right. Thank you very much for clarifying that. Are there any other questions or comments? If not, all those in favor of the resolution? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Lubert, you have the next resolution, and that would relate to IS-24-2017.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott. Council accepts $18,000 in capital funding from the 2016 in-year combined sewer overflow program grants from the Niagara region, and further, that Council substitutes sanitary sewer refurbishing reserve funding from the CSO grant funds to capital project number WINT20 in the amount of $18,000, and further, that Council accepts and approves the proposal from Robinson Consultants, Inc. for engineering services for the 2017 evaluation of trenchless repairs for municipal water main and sanitary sewer contract number IS-17PNSST-17/BCTW-17/WINT20 at the upset limit of $90,100.55, including 13% HST.
Are there any questions or comments with respect to the recommendations of the report? Resolution. All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. That takes us then to notices of motion. Councillor Nutt.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to give notice of motion that the Town of Fort Erie not in agreement with the proposed changes to the regional development charges. The exact wording I can provide in an email to the clerk, but it would... I just briefly want to talk about that. In our efforts to intensify under the provincial planning policy...
I don't think you've given notice of the motion. Yeah. You don't get a chance to talk to that until you bring it forward. But that would be... You're bringing that forward for the August 28th?
Correct. August 28th meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that will be circulated then for council.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else?
Nothing, Your Worship.
Councillor Passero.
I don't know how to squeeze this in, Your Worship, because I don't have notice of motion, but a question regarding Councillor Nutt. Where does that stand, just through Your Worship,
so
as far as the timetable at the region versus when Councillor Nutt is looking to bring that forward to have any effect as a comment?
I don't believe that's being dealt with before August. The last, do you recall, Councillor Nunziata, when that's coming forward?
So it was referred, for two cycles. So August, it would be coming back.
So we just had Public Works. Last Public Works would be sometime in early August. So it could, Well, no, because AMO is in the middle there, so that may defer it. But you know what? We should have a special council meeting. We may have to have a special council meeting to deal with Councillor Nutt's resolution. We should try to get that done before the region deals with it. We've already provided a letter of our opposition. We've supported Welland's position, but Madam Clerk, I wonder if you can make a note of that, maybe find out when the regional development charges bylaw necessary on August the 21st. We can have a special council meeting to deal with it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Passero. Any other notices of motion? Councillor Lubritz.
Yes, not a notice of motion, but I was just thinking maybe Councillor Nutt, what if we move his motion tonight? And I know he doesn't have the motion there, but we can include a similar letter that was given to the region by the other municipalities, or just submit a letter that we support the other municipalities and bring a full motion forward tonight.
I think we've already done that. We've already indicated what our main concerns are, and I believe that we've already advised the region that we are in support of Welland's position on this. We could recess for 10 minutes to allow Councillor Nutt to put something together if you'd like to do. Okay, so then what we would have to do to make sure that we're spending our 10 minutes wisely, we would have to move to waive the rules to allow that particular notice of motion to be dealt with this evening. So, Councillor Nutt, why don't you move that we waive forth a motion to with respect to the regional development charges? No, I want you to bring that motion, because if it doesn't pass, we don't need to recess.
Okay. Thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to bring forward a motion that we waive all the procedures to deal with the notice of motion tonight.
Seconder for that, Councillor Lewerts. Okay. Any questions or comments? All those in favor? That is carried. So we're going to recess for about 10 minutes, and perhaps Mr. Brady and the clerk can assist Councillor Nutt. Okay, we're back in action. Councillor Nutt, you've now had an opportunity to put some meat on the bones of your notice of motion.
Yes, sir.
Which is now a motion, because we're going to deal with it right now.
Thank you, Your Worship. So moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that the Corporation of the Town of Fort Erie Council is opposed to the changes to the Regional Development Charges Bylaw, whereas the definition of agricultural should not be changed and should remain as it is today, whereas the financial incentives have proven successful in attracting new growth and redevelopment. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Town of Fort Erie is hereby opposed to the proposed changes, and that Regional Council is hereby requested to amend the proposed changes that affect CIP, Gateway, Brownfield, Residential, Multi-Residential, Mixed Use, Industrial, and the definition of the agricultural lands.
Their suggestion as to how they should be amended?
We would like them to remain as they are, yeah. I'll add that in. Yeah. Remain as they are. And just to wordsmith it, from agricultural lands to agricultural uses definition.
Want to speak to that, Councilor Nutt?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I had the opportunity to read the report when I was at the CAO and Mayor Luncheon that I participated in. And some of the proposed changes, especially on development that we specifically are trying to attract and following the provincial places to grow and the mandates placed on us by the province and therefore the region, the high demand for intensification inside the urban boundary as no urban boundary expansions will be granted. Some of these development charges on multi-residential, especially when we look at seniors care buildings or apartment buildings, and especially when we look forward to poverty initiatives where we'll need more dense housing to help combat poverty in the future, a lot of these proposed bylaw changes and charges are counter to those initiatives. In one of the specific instances that I saw, for example, on multi-dwelling homes and buildings, the increase was between 300% and 400%, which when you look at that and you're considering that as a developer, I'm sure that changes your mind on wanting to do business or build that type of building. So you'll go to something where you're building less development charges. And again, that doesn't really fit lockstep with what we're trying to accomplish with poverty reduction and taking care of our seniors, providing more places where people can age in place, which has been the mantra for the last 4 years that we're trying to accomplish. So I think that we need to send a strong message to the region that this needs to be we need to pump the brakes on this specifically and slow this down and take a look at it, because in the last 12 to 14 years, yes, I understand that we're experiencing a boom and quite the lift in real estate prices, but we hadn't for the previous 15 years. And if we move too quickly, I think it's just reckless behavior and could slow down the market in the area. I'll let my colleagues.
Thank you very much, Councillor.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing that forward. Councillor Nunziata advised me that this will be dealt with by the region Thursday evening, so this is very timely that we're dealing with it this evening. Councillor Lubberts?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. During the recess, I was speaking with Councillor Nunziata, and he advised me that because this is going to be discussed on Thursday, that we might want to add that this motion be given to the clerk at the region and ask that this be included in Thursday night's agenda, because that agenda may have already been set. So I don't know if we do that as an amendment to this or if we just add to that or just make note to our clerk's office.
I think that you could amend that by simply indicating that the clerk be directed to forward this to the regional clerk for inclusion in the end of the regional council on Thursday, July.
So the last part of that will read that
the clerk be directed
to provide this to
forward this resolution to the regional clerk
for
inclusion on the regional council agenda for July 20th, 2000. Are there any other questions or comments with respect to the motion? Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you to Councillor Nutt for bringing this forward. He encapsulated everything. I agree 100%. I think this is nothing more than opportunism. We did everything we could to entice and encourage. And now that that is starting to take hold, we're looking at this as an opportunity to squeeze some more dollars out. I think it's bad faith. It's bad business. And I would hope we can get this into regional councillors' hands prior to Thursday, and would hope that our regional councillor would support the position of the town of Fort Erie when it comes time on Thursday night to discuss this. Thank you.
Any other councillors? All those in favor of the motion? None opposed? That is carried. Okay, that then takes us to consideration of bylaws. Are there any bylaws that anyone wishes to have removed from the package? There are none. Then, Councillor Passero, I wonder if you could proceed with the first and second reading of the bylaw package.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that the bylaw package containing 74-2017 to exempt a certain lot in Plan 59M-419 from part lot control, Spears Road Estate Subdivision, Lot 34, 1049 Meadowood Street, Ashton Homes, Western Limited, 75-2017, to deem a certain registered plan of subdivision not to be a registered plan of subdivision, Alexander and Ann Peters, 277 Elmwood Avenue. 76-2017, to authorize the execution of a subdivision agreement with Marina, Green Acres Developments Limited, High Point Estates. 77-2017, to enact an amendment to the official plan adopted by bylaw number 150-06 for the Town of Fort Erie Planning Area, amendment number 36, 21 Winnemute Street, Town of Fort Erie. 78-2017, to amend zoning bylaw number 129-90, 21 Winnemute Street, 235-3345, Ontario Inc., Steve Bremner. 79-2017, to authorize the civil marriage solemnization service in the corporation of the Town of Fort Erie and to repeal bylaw number 64-2015. 80-2017, to appoint Jeremy Inglis as deputy fire chief for the Town of Fort Erie and to repeal bylaw number 101-09. 81-2017, to deem a certain registered plan of subdivision not to be a registered plan of subdivision pertaining to the sale of partnership lands owned by the Corporation of the Town of Fort Erie and the Niagara Catholic District School Board to 249-5365 Ontario Inc. in trust, Fernando Pinge. 82-2017, to appoint members of council as chair and vice chair for each business subdivision of council and to repeal bylaw number 41-2016. 83-2017, to appoint the Director, Infrastructure Services, to the Regional Municipality of Niagara Intermunicipal Transit Working Group. 84-2017, to authorize the entry into an agreement with the Corporation of the City of Niagara Falls for the provision of intermunicipal transit service. 85-2017, to authorize the sale of lots 3 and 4, Plan 990 through 992, on the east side of Arthur Street and part of lots Q and R, Plan 990 through 992 on the south side of Garrison Road to Ashton Homes, Western Limited, Aldo Versillo. 86-2017, to deem a certain registered plan of subdivision not to be a registered plan of subdivision pertaining to the sale of lands on the east side of Arthur Street and south side of Garrison Road from the town of Fort Erie to Ashton Homes, Western Limited, Aldo Versillo, is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. The bylaw package is on the floor for questions or comments. Are there any?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Just a question to Mr. Brady. 76-2017 High Point Estates. Was there an email sent out to give us the list of principals? I remember we asked for that before we, because none of us knew whether we had a conflict or not, and we were. Did we get that?
I don't believe there was, but I know that the clerk had looked into that. That's right. That was an issue that we had some.
Through you, Your Worship. Yes, the directors of this group are Farhan Adam, Fahim Adam, and Luciano Frutti.
So I know that you had intended to circulate that information.
That was to be sent.
Any other comments or questions, Councillor Lubritz? Anyone else? And I'm going to go to Councillor Zanko for third and final reading of the bylaw package.
Thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero, that bylaw 74-2017, 75-2017, 76-2017, 77-2017, 78-2017, 79-2017, 80-2017, 81-2017, 82-2017, 83-2017, 84-2017, 85-2017, and 86-2017 are given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any other questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That takes us to the confirmatory bylaw. Councillor Lubert, you have the resolution for first and second reading.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott that bylaw number 87-2017 to confirm the actions of Council at its meeting held on July 17, 2017 is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor McDermott, you have third and final reading for that bylaw.
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that bylaw number 87-2017 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and clerk until the corpus seal.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That takes us to scheduling of meetings, and Councillor Nunciata has advised me that there is a public information center with respect to the Dominion Road reconstruction on Wednesday, July the 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the town hall here in the atrium. Are there any other meetings that we need to be aware of? Councillor Zankel and then Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. We have a traffic coordinating committee meeting here at Town Hall on July 26th at noon in Conference Room 1.
Councillor Nutt.
Sorry, Conference Room 3.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd just like to bring up that we'll be at AMO before the next council meetings.
We'll be at AMO.
Runs August 14th, yeah.
13th to 16th.
Correct.
Be there or be square.
Out there lobbying.
Any other meetings out there lobbying, yes. Councillor Lubert.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. We have a Communities in Bloom meeting tomorrow at 5:30 here at the Town Hall. And Wednesday, we have a Environmental Advisory Committee meeting at 5:30 here at Town Hall. I believe committee Room 3.
Okay. Any other meetings? Then I'm pleased to say, Councillor Nutt, you have the next resolution.
I do, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Passero. The Council adjourns at 8:02 p.m. to reconvene in a regular meeting of Council on August 28, 2017.
All those in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, folks.